Military leaders said Thursday that the junta, officially known as the Council for National Security, is dissolved. The announcement came a day after Thailand installed its first democratically elected cabinet since the 2006 coup. Air Force Chief Chalit Pokpasuk said the council was not able to achieve 100% of its goals during the 15 months it was in power. Among those goals was erasing the political influence of ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He was forced out after months of public protests in which opponents accused him of corruption and cronyism. The military-backed government dissolved his Thai Rock Thai party and banned Mr. Thaksin and more than 100 of his allies from politics for 5 years. Those who were not banned, however, regrouped under the new People Power Party and other parties and won the largest number of parliamentary seats in elections last December. The return to democracy prompted Washington's decision this week to lift sanctions imposed after the coup. Speaking in Bangkok Thursday, U.S. Ambassador to Thailand Eric John said the United States looks forward to resuming full ties with Thailand, which he said remains a democratic nation at its core despite the coup.
I think that what we've seen before the coup and for many decades is that Thais are strong supporters of democracy, that if you go out to meet with any Thai, they're strong supporters of democracy, strong supporters of capitalism. And I think, look at the vote, I think Thais, at the number of people who voted, and I think Thais eagerly embraced a return to democracy.
Many Thais supported the coup in 2006, hoping it would rid the country of widespread corruption and political favoritism. However, voters interviewed at the polls in December indicated they had lost patience with a military-backed government, saying it failed to end corruption or fix the stagnant economy. The new prime minister, Samak Suntarawai, helped win votes for his party by calling for the return and exoneration of Thaksin Shinawat, who remains popular among the poor thanks to his poverty alleviation programs. Recently, however, Mr. Samak has insisted he is no puppet of Mr. Thaksin and can govern the country on his own. On Thursday, newspapers in Bangkok quoted Mr. Samak as saying he will fulfill his campaign promises to reinstate those who were banned from politics, but only at the end of his term. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bangkok.